Welcome to Ravens Among Us on Datha.com. I am your host, Datha Hewlin. Ravens Among Us features conversations with people and organizations who are making a difference in the lives of others. Listen to be inspired, encouraged, and entertained by their stories. Meet the Ravens Among Us on Datha.com.
The problems that we experience through these areas of abuse can be rooted out through prayer and definitely seeking the Lord and Him being on your team. How do I fix? How do I get rid of these things that plague me all my life? Focus, forgive, and go forward in Jesus Christ. Come on out, experience something you've never experienced before.
Before we get started, allow me to clarify that No More No Moss is a nonprofit counseling organization, and Drift is the yearly conference presented by No More No Moss at Promised Land Church in Austin, Texas, at 1504 East 51st Street. I also want to explain that Ujima Magazine is an online magazine that presents stories about people embracing their community. Now, on with the show. Ravens Among Us is a special show today because I have a co-host and a guest. My co-host is Demita Miller Shanklin, who is the editor of Ujima Magazine. Demita, thank you for co-hosting with me today.
And thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are visiting today with a very special lady, mental health counselor and chaplain, Leah Walker-Clark, about a conference that she spearheads every year at Promised Land Church in Austin, Texas, called Drift. Leah, thank you so much for agreeing to talk with us about Drift and share the story.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
So we're going to get started, Leah, and I wanted to ask you, what does Drift stand for?
Well, Drift is an acronym. D standing for domestic violence, R standing for rape and sexual assault, F standing for family violence, because there is a difference between domestic violence and family violence, and T for teen dating violence, which can surround a whole host of things like bullying and including suicide.
Can you define abuse a little bit more?
Absolutely. Well, the mission of No More No Moss is to confront the whole gamut of abuse, which means there is physical abuse. Physical abuse is someone actually assaulting you, putting their hands on you, striking you, drawing blood or not, damaging you, bruising you. That's physical. Sexual is traumatized to the genitals, okay? And that could be someone penetrating the body cavity or not. Psychological is when a person's manipulated, where they think you are thinking things that are not there, and fear to the ultimate degree. Psychological, which means your personality gets affected. Verbal abuse is when someone is using bad words or words that are heightened with excitement to the point that you're so fearful that even the sound of their voice becomes intimidating to you. Economic abuse, when people abuse your financial well-being, your credit cards, use of your car, your resources, your home, taking over your home, that's economic. Emotional is when you abuse to the point that you are so downtrodden that you become isolated and you become depressed. And a lot of depression is people spiraling down from having a happy well-being and then being diminished in emotional return. Spiritual abuse, people go to churches, they outreach to all kinds of areas where they're trying to seek spiritual support, even through NA, AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Marijuana Anonymous, Emotional Anonymous, Sexual Anonymous, all of those support groups can become a spiritual haven for you to get caught up that spiritually take you out into an arena where you don't own yourself. You don't even have a self. That's spiritual. And then cultural abuse. All of us come from different walks of life, even if you've got a blended background, Hispanic and white, Hispanic and black, black and white, just whatever. But not everyone who is biracial, triethnicity can embrace all of them. They only may want to do one, and so they get abused by the other.
So there are a lot of areas of abuse that we don't even think about.
Right. There were some you mentioned that I didn't even, like the spiritual,
I hadn't even
thought about that.
Because we're not exposed, many people are not exposed to those things.
Absolutely.
Or they may be exposed to some, but not all of them. So the conference can deal with all of those
issues. Yes, we try to hit every area where you may experience it. So I try to bring on speakers and provide topics where people can become educated and aware that these things are there.
No More No Moss was birthed to help end the silence about abuse. The organization exists to encourage people to stand up and do something when they hear or see abuse.
When you hear someone fighting and being very abusive to their children or mates in a home, pick up your phone, you call 911. You can do it anonymously. Let's do something about it.
No More No Moss also wants to educate people, particularly in the Christian community, that abuse exists.
And in the church house, counseling needs to be done with a depth into it, and that's what I bring to the faith communities, that we have to talk about mental health.
And perhaps most importantly, she wants to encourage people who are being abused or who have been abused to speak out about their situation and to seek help. No More No Moss is there to help.
There's just so much out there that people can do to turn their lives around when depression, sadness, and being discouraged is there, because that is a good fertile ground for abuse.
Right, that makes sense.
And I'm glad to hear about the mental health part, because in the Black community, that's something that we don't address.
Not at all.
And
as well as we should.
Yes, we address it, but like you said, not as well as we should, and it's not talked about, you know, well, I'll say, in my family, that's not something that is discussed. You handle it. Whatever it is, that's what I was taught.
I agree with you. Yes.
You handle it. You don't go seek and tell people your business.
Yes. What happens in our house stays in our house. Yes.
Exactly. So I'm glad to hear that, because that's something that, you know, I really worry about, that's not being addressed in our community.
I agree with you. Especially our faith community. I mean, yes, prayer is important, and I would put that as the first thing you do when you do find yourself
exactly.
in trouble. But we are human beings, and we have flaws. And sometimes we can find ourselves, even if you don't really realize that your prayer isn't really being, you know, beneficial to you, if you're still complaining on the backside. Because faith says you speak those things into existence that you want. But if you're constantly complaining, but then you get on your knees, you've just canceled your prayer.
Right. That's so good.
We need to understand that prayer works, but there is a process that you have to stay focused on. And that's the actual theme of our conference this year. Focus, forgive, and go forward in Jesus Christ. You've got to focus. You've got to understand that your part in it is to get on your knees and fight, but you have to fight with an understanding. Don't get up and start complaining. It's the fifth day on my knees and I still don't see any results. Yeah, well, you just canceled your prayer.
So, yeah. Anyway.
That's really good. I mean, that's not something that people actually say, but it's the truth.
I'm thinking, I need to be aware of that.
Yeah, well, death and life's empowered tongue. You continue to confess things that are negative. That you plant in the seed to get negative. So you want the positive, but
I'm so glad you're there to tell people that. And that's really what the conference
Absolutely.
Is
that's
about,
what we're
right?
About. Absolutely.
And so how long has the Drift Conference been around? And what made you start it? I think we kind of addressed some of the reasons. Is there any other reasons?
Oh, gee. Well, my own history. I come from a matriarch in our family that lived for 105 years.
Wow.
And she died the year that the conference actually was birthed, in 2010. Her story started my journey at age 14. In 1919, my grandmother was raped here in Texas in DeWalt. And she had her baby through a midwife, and her baby was my dad. And my dad grew up a very strong individual, but, you know, he grew up with the abuse verbally, being a bastard child, and you don't know who your daddy is, and blah, 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 blah. But she didn't make it very known to me until her 80s. So here I am, almost half her age, and, you know, she's telling me about this thing that happened to her, and I'm like, are you serious, Grandma? And her attitude was, yes, in the name of Jesus, God created a family, even though the father that you had was birthed by, you know, was conceived by a man who I didn't know. So it just shows you how the faith is just so I've never been without love. She twisted her story. You know, back in those days, you have sex with a man and he's your husband. The baby that you conceive and have and born into your family is his child. So she got married after my father was conceived. And so it was sort of, you know, that's your child. And that's the only child she had, because the way the midwife repacked her, she messed up her genitals where she couldn't have any more children. So my father was her only child. But out of that tragedy came me and five others. And very accomplished siblings. And since then, I've been letting people know that you can have tragedy. You don't have to abort your babies. Had my father been aborted, I wouldn't be here. So
look at that. That's such amazing. A good testimony.
Absolutely.
Hearing her grandmother's testimony inspired Leah to go to seminary, where she became an ordained deacon with the Anglican Church and received a master's degree in counseling. During this process, she realized that she had a ministry to fulfill. From all of this, No More No Mas was birthed. It is now 6 years old and Drift is 5 years old. As the founder of No More No Mas and Drift, Leah is able to work with people involved in any aspect of abuse.
And so all of this sort of culminated, and here I am working with both the perpetrator and the victims and the family. And that's how this year's conference is sort of like family focused.
Yeah. And can you expound a little bit about what this year's conference is about? You
absolutely. This year's conference starts off with a course, Prayer and Worship, on Thursday, which is August the 6th. And we do that here at the Raymond Light Center. And that's just to kick it off, to give people an understanding that we believe that the problems that we experience through these areas of abuse can be rooted out through prayer and definitely seeking the Lord and Him being on your team to help you get some answers. Because you can still have the Lord and be festering in ignorance, okay? Because you're too afraid to raise your hand and go, I need help.
You know, right.
We kick it off there. And then Friday is actually a day of education and training. We not only are focusing on spiritual issues, which is track one, which takes care of shame, fear, and control, journey from recovery to sexual abuse, cutting free from generational sin, soul ties, and memories. All that stuff is really rooted into how do I get rid of these things that have plagued me all my life? And sometimes when I'm dealing with adults, they're revisiting their childhood that they wanted to suppress because they don't want to think about it. So, yeah, we start there. And then we go into this year, we're going to deal with giving people who have certifications or need CEUs to complete their licensures for the year an opportunity to come into the church house and get some training. First aid and AED training. We're also actually offering stewards of children abuse. In other words, we want people to understand that you can prevent sexual assault with children if you know what it is, if you know what the signs are. Also this year, we have parents talking to parents and teens talking to parents, and we have an all-male panel, which I think is going to be special on Saturday. It's consisting of pastors, choir directors, ex-gang members, men in the Latino community, pastor people in the Latino community, just to come out and say, okay, we are men, what are we doing about this thing?
Nice.
What are we doing about
Very
it?
Very nice.
Right. The point is, we're going to make a discussion. We're going to have a dialogue. We come to you men because this is a man's problem, but a woman's issue.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, predominantly.
Yeah, exactly.
Predominantly.
I mean, because women do beat up people.
They do.
Yeah.
But 87, 90% of the perpetrators are male. So with that in tow, you know, what is the spiritual community doing to help women be safe? So I found myself, okay, what is it about being a faith that we're not getting? And it is education.
Right.
There are rules of engagement. You can hear someone have a disagreement with you and still have rules of engagement. Okay, I'll let you talk your thing out. I'll talk my thing out, but no interruptions, okay? And then if I say something you really don't like, then write it down so that when it's your turn to talk, then we'll talk about that one thing. So we'll keep it focused. But that takes training. You didn't grow up in a household where you're doing
absolutely
this kind
not.
Of thing.
No.
Take a training. We worked that out through anger management. So that's why we're having anger management all through the conference this year to help people understand. Let's acknowledge some anger.
Well, let me ask you, as far as the participants, it sounds like you're looking at the ages from maybe teens and up.
Absolutely. And so, babies.
Okay.
And babies. We're offering baby childcare services this year.
Oh, good.
Never had it before because mothers want
to
come.
So that won't be a hindrance.
Won't be a hindrance. Come on, bring the children.
So as far as the flow of the conference, so will there be times when the teens will have their own, sessions?
Absolutely.
And then, so will there be breakout sessions, or what is going to be the flow for what the families can expect?
Okay. Well, on Saturday with 1:30, the Family Fun Day kicks off, and that's where we're going to have rappers and people from the community doing the spoken word and, of course, dialogue and conversation. We're going to have a bounce house, face painting, snow cones, popcorn, a car show with some tricked out cars and bicycles just to bring the men in and people who are driving by Promised Land, seeing this stuff, wanting to get out of their cars and come and see what it's all about. And we'll have our leafleting, we'll have prayer ministers there. So once the education part stops at 12:30 and we're eating lunch, everybody's there, it's a free-for-all for the family on all levels to come and hear and just exchange.
So how much does it cost?
Just $10 this year. We didn't normally charge, but we're, packing in a powerful bang for your buck this year, and we want the kids to enjoy themselves. So it's not going to defray a lot of costs, but we're actually asking if you have a canned good, bring it. You don't necessarily have to have the cash, but we have a food bank here at the Promised Land, so you feel so led, bring some food. Two cans, three cans, even one can. We want you to come hear the performing artists. We want you to come and get your face painted. We want the kids to have some bounce time. We want your kids who are probably stuck in a rut with you not getting your issues taken care of, have some fun while you get some education on how to get yourself out of a rut.
Can you give us the date?
I don't think
we've mentioned that.
August the 7th, 8th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. Thursday is August the 6th, Friday the 7th, and Saturday the 8th. We'll be here on Thursday from 7 to 9, Friday all day, 7:30 is when the doors open. We'll close them as the last person leaves on Friday night. We'll open again at 7:30 on Saturday and go until 4 o'clock. So we're welcoming the community. Come one, come all.
Great.
That's great.
What are some testimonies you've heard from the conference in past years?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we just had a woman graduate from Goodwill's high school. You know, Goodwill has a high school in place here in Austin that if you're 18 years up to 50 and have a GED, you can go back to school and get your diploma. Well, this woman was 35 years of age. She only had a GED. Just this year, she was part of the first graduating class at Goodwill High School here in Austin, and she was the valedictorian. And she wants to become a teacher, and now she's a teacher aide. It itself was like, wow, we invited Goodwill as a vendor. She decided to pick up a card. She followed through. This year, she's a graduate, and she's moving forward in her life. A fabulous story. Other testimonies, of course, of people leaving abusive relationships, now back on their feet. And then another good note is the mental health aspect. People finding themselves truly out of control, finding that they need to focus and get themselves back on their feet.
That's good.
Those are the other testimonies.
That's really
little
good
stuff, but they found the Lord and they're willing to use the Lord as the pathway.
Great.
Yeah.
So what does the future of the conference look like?
Yeah, Drift will morph. Yeah, we do want more young people on board. So we're going to take a year or two to just find out how we can reach them more, even through social media. You know, they hold concerts and stuff like that through social media. And we need to be able to rock the house on all levels where they are. And as a 61-year-old person, I need to learn how to do that better. So
don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. So they're different, but they're dealing with the same social ills called abuse.
Right.
And violence. And so this teenage suicide needs to go down. Rape and sexual assault underreported needs to be made aware so that people understand that when that happens to you, you need to report it. You have to talk. You have to give us an opportunity to find out where these culprits are and put them behind bars. So we need to educate more. We're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to motivate people to open your mouth and do it to someone who's safe. And then from then on, it's about them. Is their attitude will dictate their altitude.
That's so true.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And it's hard to improve your attitude when you've been oppressed.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
it's so true. Like, you have to find a way to do that.
Absolutely.
So hopefully the conference
absolutely
helps do
absolutely
that.
And just being, unafraid, take the courage to speak out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just
absolutely
to speak out. Yeah.
So when it's all said and done and you've had your training, you've had your sessions, people have really listened and got a lot, what is the message that you really hope that the participant walks away with at the end?
Oh, good question, Amita, good question. Well, we want them to live well. So you know, like church, you get your message, you think you're walking away with it and you forgot something. Well, call us. That's why our number is going to be on everything. Our website is www.nomorenomas.org. Look us up. Contact us. We want to be your lifeline when it comes to you either remembering or being re-traumatized or finding yourself in another relationship where things are going downhill. You understand that you fall down. God says, get up. And when you get up, there's somebody that's going to help you walk through that storm. He wants you clear and free on all levels of your life. And some of us just get stuck at points like economics or emotional. I don't have enough motivation to go back to school to get another skill set so I can get in the job market. Come back to us. We'll help you get on your feet. Find a way to get yourself back on your feet. There's just so much that you can do to help keep yourself safe once you've had some of this stuff bruise your life. But you don't have to be stuck in it all your life. We still want you to live.
Absolutely.
And we want you to live well.
Yeah. We
think that the answer is mostly Jesus Christ.
It's mostly Jesus Christ. I'm glad that the conference focuses on that.
Absolutely. He is a way, a truth, and a life. God is the answer. We're just a conduit.
A great thing about Leah and the volunteers of No More No Mas is that they will refer people to free and low-cost resources such as resume writing assistance, child care, car care, clothing closets for women who need a professional look, educational resources, credit correction help, pro bono legal assistance, and even nonprofit organizations that help provide medication prescriptions. In fact, one of the handouts at the conference will be a resource guide provided by Wesley United Methodist Church in Austin to help point people to places of reference. Other nonprofits also attend and set up booths to share resources they have to offer.
Sometimes you don't have a start point. Start with No More No Mas.
So is there anything else you would like to share that we haven't covered as we come to a close?
Wow. You guys have sort of dug into all the things that I've ever wanted to say about all of this. Just come on out. Come on out. Experience something you've never experienced before in the confines of a church kind of environment. We want the males, the females, the children, the teens to come out and enjoy being able to be free to express that you've been hurt and you want to know how you can stop hurting, or you've never been hurt before and you want some information to share with someone in case they are hurt and you want to share with them that there is a way to stop hurting.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. There's probably so much more that we could delve into because these issues are so deep.
Oh my goodness.
But this has been really good, and you're really great at being interviewed.
Oh, thank you. I love the subject. It's my heart. It's my heart. These are hard times for women, but you have this kind of information under your belt. It's not hard to let people know that Jesus Christ is still Lord because you can live through it. And to have a good life as well.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Have a good life.
Well, thank you so much, Namita. I've really enjoyed
sitting here with you. This has been wonderful.
No, thank you, ladies.
I'm so glad.
No,
we should do it again. And thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that we had a chance to do it.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for being a raven.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Ravens Among Us today. I hope you found this educational and motivational. If you would like to know more about Leah Walker Clark, No More No Mas, or Drift, please visit nomorenomas.org. If you would like to learn more about Ujima Magazine and embracing your community with my co-host, Demita Miller-Shanklin, visit ujimamagazine.com. Until next time, God bless you all.